My name is Jeff Archie, and thank you for joining us once again on this broadcast. In Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." As the psalmist made this praise, plea, and declaration to the Almighty, we come today seeking the same. May we see the path of life. May we indeed be led and taught plainly through the Word of God on this day, Psalm 27:11. In Psalm 119:35, the psalmist again said, "Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." The proverb writer, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." Proverbs 2:9. Psalm 25:4, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." Today there are many that will gather with the church that we read of in the Bible, and we are reminded of the words of Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years ago. "And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths." My friends, we need to know the path of life. We need to make certain that we're walking on it. But secondly, we wish to know the fullness of joy. As we come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this day, according to John 4:24. Joy will only be full through the Word of God, 1 John 1:4, the preaching, 2 John verse 12, and the faithfulness of fellow brethren, 3 John verse 4. Thirdly, we wish to know the pleasures forevermore. The faithful will be on the right. Matthew 25:34 puts it this way, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Forget the so-called religious right. I want to be on God's right hand. That is a pleasure forevermore. So as we gather together on this program each week, may the above be our desire and help us grow daily for our Lord. The path of life, the fullness of joy, and the pleasures forevermore. We pray this broadcast will be of help to you today. That's our tidings tidbit. And now let us join in song with the assurance that He will go with us.